My name's Gato Matic.
How you doing?
Y'all gonna have to wake up. I ain't playing. My name's Gato Matic.
Yeah.
There you go. That's what I'm talking about. Look here. I am so glad to be before y'all. Y'all don't even understand. I've been pacing since I got here. Because one thing that I know is that when God take over, y'all gave me a topic. I might hit it. You know what I'm saying? I hope I do. You know what I mean? But when God kick in, I'm powerless. I'm going to ride that buggy, baby. You hear what I'm saying? I want to thank the women, the women that loved on me. We were at a state convention, the Texas State Convention. And my GPS had me in circles. Now, I lived there. And I was lost. Right? And what I saw was coffee cups and motorcycles. I said, there they go. Right? I be knowing my people, right? And so, I hadn't even gotten in the door yet. And there were women sitting on a bench. Right? And as I walked up, they were smiling. They said, hey. I said, hey. Like, I'm being who I am. They said, can I have your name and your clean date and your phone number? I said, damn. They don't play around, do they? Right? And that's how relationships are built in here. When we open our mouths, right? And we hug each other and love each other, right? Because sometimes, gets a little etchy, right? I'm just saying, it gets a little tricky in here. I mean, act like you know where you at. This ain't the social club. This is Narcotics Anonymous. Even though I did try to make a Gala Anonymous for quite a while, you know what I mean? But they gave me the topic of our physical selves, right? And I said, have they been watching me? Have they been talking about me? What's going on? What you know? And she said, nothing. Because I'm telling you, the past 3 years, I have gone through pure hell. I'm a bubbly person. Some people think I can be mean. I just look like that. Right? Because I be in my head. Right? And I might be in Austin, but I be in Houston, and I be like way in the future, and I be thinking, and I be looking like this. Hey, what the hell's wrong with you? Right? You know, I used to have a friend that say, Gayla, you need to tell your face you not mad. Thank you for sharing, okay? But I love this program with every being, right? Oh, hey.
I apologize, y'all.
Sponsees, come on, help me out. Any sponsee, any of them, one of them, some of them, don't be scared. Turn that thing off. Off. And what was I saying? I'm like my girl, what was I saying? Huh? Oh, okay. No, anyway, I was saying how much I love this program, right? And when I got to this program, I was a hot mess. Anybody can agree that they was a hot mess? Okay. And I'm telling you, I had just climbed down off a pole when I made it to Narcotics Anonymous. I'm trying to paint a picture. I can't even get too close to this thing right here, you know what I'm saying? Sometimes Shelly come up, and you'll hear about Shelly, so just don't call my name 3 times, you know what I'm saying? Still recovering. I'm not recovered. So one of my babies just said, "Ooh, I seen that post that you put out there when you was a little girl and that other picture." I said, "The hoe?" He was like, "Hell yeah." You know what I mean? But that's how I came into Narcotics Anonymous. See, I didn't know how to wear clothing, like bras and underwear, you know, drawers. I didn't see no need for them. So I still had that attention, you know, seeking behavior, even though I slid into Narcotics Anonymous, right? Like safe, right? And they would say, "Keep coming back." And I'll be like, "They don't even know me. What are they talking about? We love you." How? If you knew what I did, ain't no way you love me. And then I came to a meeting and somebody said, "Me too." Right? But let me tell you the truth why I really came back. I went to a group conscience. And a girl turned over the table and threw a chair. And I said, "Ooh, I'm home." Yeah, I'm home. Right? And the predecessor say, "You can't come back to a group conscience until you do step one." And they meant that. Because I got overly excited about that shit. That was familiar, right? So, you know, I kept coming back and I kept doing me. But see, y'all ain't hearing me when I say I kept coming back. Now, I would wear shirts that came to about right here and shorts that came up to here. And I would get the coffee and drop a straw. Right? And the women be like, right? And the men be like, you know, "I'm not looking, I'm not looking, I'm not looking, I'm not looking." Because they knew if they go home and mention my name, it was on and popping at the kitchen table. Eventually, my hymn started to grow in the opposite direction. Because it started working on me. And it was like, every time I found out something about me, because, you know, them people, they didn't mean no harm. They really didn't mean no harm when they was lying to us, right? And they, you know, they told a whole bunch of lies, and it's because the lies was told to them, you know what I'm saying, and down to the generations. And they gave us that same lie. And I got to Narcotics Anonymous, and I found out that was a lie. I cried, right? And the predecessors would say, "It's okay, let them off the hook." They were doing the best they could, right? Because I already came into the world feeling like nothing, right? I had a man that I took his last name that said, "If you bring that little white bitch with them blue eyes and blonde the fuck hair home, I'ma kill you." I didn't know my mom had went through all that, right? When I was mad at her. And it was like, I came in this world like not feeling a part of and loved and, you know, put out there and thrown away. And God sent me this angel. And, you know, Tyler Perry always be talking about it, but look, we had a mug deal way before him. Huh? My deals go through the whole Bible Belt, right? And so, like, my dear said, "No, we not finna let, no, I'm finna go get my baby." You feel me? And so I always call myself a city country girl because I can be in the city and handle it up, and then I can go to the country and cut a squirrel open and skin it, put it in some 30-weight gravy. So when we have the apocalypse, I'm going to be all right. So coming in here, you know, being born, not feeling love. And then when I make it to the rooms of Narcotics Anonymous, people that I didn't even know said, "I love you." And then we would have these conventions and speaker jams. And I got to meet Bob B. right? And I was following him around like he was a star. And he was like, what are you doing? He said, stay humble. Keep coming back. It's going to be all right, baby girl. Right? And I had never really just felt that from a man that didn't want my pussy. Do you understand what I'm saying? No, like genuinely did not want nothing. The other one was just not looking. I think they wanted it. But I felt it. Genuinely, he didn't want nothing. Right? So, like, I started to, like, come through this process of, I want to be a part of, and, you know, I want to be in service. And at 6 months, they waived my clean time, right? Because I started doing the work. You hear what I'm saying? I got in them steps, and when I got to step 7, I thought, I ain't got no defense. The whole meeting laughed at me. I don't know what I'm saying. They said, keep coming back. So going through the step work, you know, understanding the how of the program, right? The how. How does fighting work? Honesty, open-mindedness, and willingness, right? With these, we are well on our way. And I was getting it too, boy. I was feeling good. You know, I hadn't slept like that in a long time. I'm talking about, you know, we can go to sleep, but you wake up tired. No, I was going to sleep and I felt rested and I felt at peace, right? I hadn't felt that in a long time. But I need to tell y'all, just like me and a whole lot of y'all in here walk all night long. Why did we walk and get a 20 and then go back and get a 20 and go back and get a 20 and go back and get a 20? I should have had one of those little monitors, the step thing. Dang, it probably would have been 100 miles a night. We just couldn't get a big barrel of shit. And we swear to God the police didn't see us. So I did a lot of walking because I love heels. I love stilettos. People in Austin know that, right? I got a pair in the car right now. I told my sponsor, go get my books. She went and got my boots. I said, well, I guess we can recover together, bring them home. I did a lot of damage to my body, all that walking, right? Because I did meth. I shot dope. So I did crack 365. I was done. Boom, I was done. But I did meth for many years. And I talk like this. And I stayed up for 12 days at a time. You know what the police told me? He said, if I make this block and you're leaning against that stop sign sleep, I'm going to take you to jail. I looked at him just like that. Okay. Came back around the block. Whoop. Do y'all know I wanted to go to jail? I was tired being up like that. Don't you know that does injury to your organs and heart and your kidneys and your liver and all that shit? And then I'm putting poison in me, right? Then I said, you know what? I'm tired of this shit. Somebody said, well, you can come down to this club down here and you can dance. I said, well, I can dance. They said, no, not like that. Gotta put a little emphasis on the girl. Gotta put a little. So I started dancing in stilettos, and this little bitty girl, well, she wasn't no girl, she was a grown ass woman, but she was just short. And she would climb up that pole and swing and fall and go in there splits and shit. I said, shit, I wanna do that. And she taught me. And I got boa constrictors, and I was scared of snakes. But when you do dope, you ain't scared of a motherfucking thing. I was trying to get more kills. What y'all talking about? So I did damage to this body. Right? I didn't take care of this temple, man. I didn't do it. So when I got clean, I used to have a pretty big old pretty smile. Just cheesing. Boom. I was just in there gluing some shit up in the bathroom like this. You know, we gotta, you know, I feel like the bionic woman, Richard. I swear to God, I'm Humpty Dumpty. And they don't put me back together again. So, you know, I go through this process of beating myself up and tormenting and torturing my body and giving my body to whatever and whoever. If you were Spanish, hola! Right? It didn't matter. If you were German, what's the one German? There you go. Oh, you've been around too, uh-huh. Busted! Shoot, I thought I was Korean. Ajima! Whatever it took so I could get it, you know what I'm saying? So I just kept coming back. Let's roll up to the keep coming back. And the women cornered me. And they just kind of had me like this in the corner. They said, baby, do you need for us to buy you a bra? Went at the end of the road, huh? I was in the corner like this, I'm serious. They said, if you need some draws, we can get it. Right? I said, they just jealous. Because they being looking at me. Well, they got eyes. Right? So I went home, and something happened, and I just started welling up with tears, right? And like I say, that hymn went down. And I got in service, and I followed my predecessors around, and I got in the regional. You know, I know Lorraine, you're going to talk about this, but I got to tell my little. And we went to Ardmore, Oklahoma. And we were working on the 10th step, right? And we were almost done. And all of a sudden, this biker gang came in. Meow, tatted up, kicking shit, right? And we like, what the hell? And I said, I was the only black dot up in that bitch. I said, is that the KKK? I'm telling my story. It's my story now. And the sheriff said, no, they're actually a biker group of NA. I said, well, shit, what step is that? So she was a little bitty old girl, blonde hair, pretty girl. And she just stood up, what the hell y'all want? Get out of here. Right? And them men cowered. They and they left, right? But then, you know, something in me thought, this is a safe place, and that'll never happen in Narcotics Anonymous, right? Right? And nobody will try to hurt me and harm me here physically, right? And there was a man named Gino, and he used to give the biggest bear hugs, and his belly was way out there. And when he laughed, he said, right? And we used to go to the Unity Convention, and he would do me like this, and he would squeeze the shit out of me, right? And say, I love you. Ain't nobody gonna harm you in here, right? He said, but let me tell you something. We've recovered from a lot of stuff. And you need to be understanding, okay?
It might be some black people that don't like them white people. It might be some white people that don't like them black people. And the Mexicans, they just in the middle, they just lost. They don't know. They don't know which way to go.
I'm telling you what Gino said, Lorraine. Don't look at me. So they wrapping me up, and is that been 45 minutes already? I'm good, girl. Y'all need to stop talking to me like that. So I got to understand what the Unity Convention was and how we really recover. We recover from a lot of shit. You know what I'm saying? And it don't happen overnight. Do you know there's a girl that never hugged me just because of the color of my skin? Do you know we like besties now? Boy, those steps is cold blooded, you know what I'm saying? Those steps be digging all up in your ass and getting rid of that bullshit that we thought was gold and found out it was fool's gold. See, the literature said we must pass through what? This place. I didn't know what place that was. I used to ask questions in the meeting, what place is that? Right? They said just keep coming back, because if you don't need it, put it on the shelf. Because in a minute, you might need it. And I thought I was hip, slick, and cool. And I was a young girl, so I don't need that shit. Y'all just old. Right? Baby, when I tell you, when I wake up in the morning and I sound like a box of Rice Krispies, snap, crackle, and pop. What? I forgot that every time I get a year clean, I get a year older. While I'm up there talking about dance, hey, shake your booty, gay. Okay, this last Monday, I got 23 years. Thank you. I was happy, and I was dancing, right? They was like, shake it. And baby, the next 2 days, I was like, oh, shit. Oh, shit. Oh, shit. But I had a good time Monday. You know what I mean? I went to the meeting and I shared about this knee surgery. They thought I had cancer. And this lady that's supposed to be a doctor, she just left me with it. She said, you know, by the way, they found a mass. Okay, well, you can go and check out right. I said, wait a minute. Now, you know I messed up, right? She said, mm-hmm. I said, boy, got to pray for her for 14 days and call her name out for 14 days. See, that's the stuff they used to tell us back then, so we wouldn't have a resentment and take a bomb and go blow the goddamn building up. Because if you got a criminal mind like me, at any given time, Shelly will come the fuck out with steps in her ass. With traditions, huh? So I got to call somebody. I pulled over in Pflugerville and I said, somebody answered the phone. And somebody picked up, they said, girl, you're gonna be all right. I said, how you know? Cause you got a God, right? You need to use him like you ain't never used him before. So I get myself together, I'm wiping my face. I still had a bitch there and a bitch there, right? But I wasn't thinking about going to blowing the building up no more. And I went home and I just fell at my husband in his chest and cried. Because I needed to get that shit out. Because see, if you are any kind of addict like me, the disease had dug my grave and told me to jump the hell in and just floof, just jump, just cover yourself up. Right? We didn't even have proof. She just said, by the way, we see a man. Instantly, my mind went there, right? Called my sponsor, right? And I got a praying sponsor, boy. She just started praying with me and talking to me. And I don't know what kind of relationship you got with your sponsor, but it seemed like through the phone, I was being rocked like this. Do you understand what I'm saying? Felt like her arms came through that phone and was just rocking me. Because I was like, God, you didn't get me this far to do this now. Come on now. Right? So I go to a meeting, and I'm known to tell the butt-naked truth. I can't put no motherfucking sugar on some shit, because that disease will tell me, girl, you can do one. One? I ain't never did one or nothing, no chicken leg or nothing. Shit. But it was coming at me. I'm telling you, it was coming at me. So it was like, I went to the meeting and I hollered and I scared a couple of newcomers. I did. They had to go out there and get them. She all right. But I shared and I got that shit out of me. Right? We talk about our physical selves. We come in here and sometimes we don't take care of ourselves. See, we want to do all the emotional, right? We do the emotional. We work on that, right? We share, we hold a sponsor hostage with that. The emotional and the mental. But when it comes to the physical, sometimes we jump over that. And so instantly, the disease put me in self-pity. And all I could think about was my mama gone. I didn't use. There was a bottle of wine on the table, and it was calling me, Caleb. Girl, I know you see me over here. Because you know when you get around family, they be leaving all kinds of shit, right? And I said, fuck you. And I'm glad nobody was had me on World Star or nothing, because they would have called the people on me. Because I was cussing the bottle out. But I had to say, fuck you. Because, see, I was in Seattle, Washington. And my deceit said, ain't nobody going to know. But, see, I fucked up in Seattle. I went to a meeting and I met people. So you can't go on Beacon Hill, you can't go downtown, you can't go nowhere. They gonna see me. So that wasn't a good idea. So I got honest with my sister and I said, I think you better put that up. She said, no, I'm gonna throw it away. I love you, sis. You know what I mean? And that was hard when you have to walk over a grave in this program. And then my father-in-law passed away. So I was trying to support my husband. So we drove to Louisiana. And the day before we buried him, they said, my brother just died in his sleep. So of course y'all know I wasn't crying for the father-in-law. And thank God that I be opening my mouth and telling people that I feel safe with, that I'm a recovering addict. Because they was hitting me and saying, you better cry, get that out of you. It's okay. So if I walked over that grave and I didn't use, I could go through this cancer scare. And the disease was attacking my spine seats. Where were y'all? I ain't dogging you out, baby. I'm just saying the disease will come at your spine seeds. And so I went and had the surgery. And I asked him, I said, if a thank you.
I'm praying for you.
Okay.
Love you.
I love you more.
I'm collecting hugs.
All right. I needed that.
I know
that's right. My eyelash is about to come out, though. Oh, God. Man, sometimes that's, man, I don't know, brother, sister, sometimes that's why I don't want to share, because God just kicks in. And he made me tell on myself. So I went and got the surgery. And I asked him, I said, am I going to be okay? He says, like, yeah, I'm pretty sure 98%, you know, you're going to be. I said, I need 100, dog. You know what I'm saying? My ghetto just popped out. I was like, dog, say, hey. And so he said, we got it all out. I said, will it affect my diabetes? Because I ate too many pork chops and too much cornbread. Because I love bread, man, I love bread. I don't know if y'all know about hot water cornbread, but I'm a bad booger on that one. And so, he said, you're gonna have to get off anything white. And I just busted out laughing. I said, I'm sorry. He said, why are you laughing? I said, you just don't even know what you said. I said, Doc, oh, hell, here it goes. I can't be walking around with one eye like this and one eye like that. I'm a pro at this. I'm just going to keep sharing. And so, okay. Now I can go and get off. I mean, you know, I can get with it now. And so he said, no, you should be fine. And it's been 3 years and I'm still hopping. Yeah. You see what I'm saying? So I got a brace. I got a cane. I got a crutch. And I said, what the fuck ever it take? I'm finna start coming back to these meetings. Because I wasn't, you know how the walls feel like it's starting to close in? And I mean, damn, I read the book from the beginning to the end, right? Called the sponsors, reached out to people, you know. I did get a little mad at my home group. Because everybody that you don't see is using. Sometimes we sick. Sometimes we've been in and out of hospitals. You know what I mean? The other day, my girlfriend came over and I was taking my medication. She said, God dang, how much medicine is that? I said, well, I got IBS. I got irritable bowel syndrome. I got some medication to make my leg be doing like this in my sleep. So I probably be dancing and shit in my sleep, right? And then I have a nerve problem. Then I've had hepatitis C. I've seen my way out. Huh? You heard? And then I had some kind of other itis, meningitis. Four times I've had meningitis. They call me the miracle woman. Right? Huh? So I figured out that evidently he wanted to clean me up, but I didn't know why he wanted to clean me up, because the very mother that I said bitch to, and I said, I'm sorry, Mom, I'm sorry, is the one that I had to take care of. I didn't know why God said, you know, it's time to come on, baby. Come on, that power. It's a power that's way greater than me. I didn't know that I was going to have to be there for my brother. I was the black sheep. How many black sheep do we have in the audience? Okay. And now we are the most responsible people on the face of the earth. And it was only through the Narcotics Anonymous, man. It was only through Narcotics Anonymous. So what did I say? Did I say anything to help? Yeah. Because I'm telling you, you can go through anything in this program and you don't have to use. come on, help me out. At the end of the road, we find. Come on, come on, Austin. We all face the same dilemma. What is there left to do? There seems to be what? Bitter ends, jails, institutions of debt, or find a new way to live. In years gone by, very few have ever had this last choice. Those who are addicted today are more fortunate.
For the first time in
history,
a simple way
been proving themselves and lives in many acts. It is.